I'm still stood with Ulrich because we're chatting and chatting away. Although the boo had finished, I've got to do another boo because he's just told me that he actually also has his own roastery. So these coffees in these bags are really roasted to perfection.
Absolutely.
With a lot, it's like artisan roastery.
Yeah.
And you roast purely for yourself. You don't roast anyone. How big is your roaster?
Oh, well, I think this year we'll be doing around 100 tons or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
But the roasting size of your roaster?
Oh, it's still just a 25-kilo Probat, but by
okay.
the end of the year we'll be buying a smart roaster, probably a 75-kilo.
Really? Yeah. My goodness. So. And you said you had a brilliant roaster, a lady who could just compete yeah. with anybody in the world?
Yeah, I would say that if she decided to go into competition, she would very quickly be out there.
Okay.
Top 10, 20.
Right.
No, she's very good.
So you really took the coffee bull by its horns and did everything right from the beginning. You buy in your coffee from traders, but you actually...
They need to be eaten.
Not right now, thank you. Almost had a... What is it? What is it you got?
I don't actually know.
A biscotti or something. Yeah. Anyway, no, back to your own operation in Denmark.
There's no compromises, no. We do not compromise, not with... what coffee we buy, how we roast it, how we pack it. You know, this is a business where we do not do compromises.
Fantastic.
We don't
cut corners.
Yeah. No. One single.
So remind me your interest in coffee, where did it start?
From drinking coffee.
Yeah. Because you've got a very innovative mind. I remember that from last year.
Yeah, well, I work as an innovator and business developer before I actually started out this business. But it came from, I just experienced how wonderful coffee can taste if it's like prepared
anywhere in the countryside by the sounds of it. Now what water temperature would you suggest is best for you, because I mean I can imagine you can even brew some boil some coffee at home. Obviously we never use boiling hot water over grounds, but you can put it into a thermos. Take it with you?
You can take it into a thermos, but you know that if the temperature of the water goes below 80 degrees...
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah.
But it's all about what alternative have you got. So if you're out and about, then a thermos will still do the trick in the sense that you'll get a much better coffee.
But are we aiming for what, 92 degrees C?
Perfect temperature is 92 degrees.
Yeah. And in fact, what Ulrich also has on his stand, he has a little Vario scale stroke timer, which I also own, so I will do the same thing at home that you showed me here. And tell us again about the ratio. So I don't know whether we spoke about that.
It's 500 milliliters to 26 grams of coffee.
So you got 26 grams in there, and that's like for three cups of coffee.
So
you can even invite your friends around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Depends on how much you drink. Yeah.
And then another thing is the bags themselves. Are they kind of biodegradable? And are they
That's actually very deliberate that we have not made them biodegradable, but that's a longer one. It's very briefly, people believe that biodegradable is the right thing, but here in this country you have landfills, and if biodegradable packaging ends up in a landfill, it actually produces 10 times as much methane gas as normal packaging. So it's very deliberate that we did not choose biodegradable packaging.
But you still need to be, how can I put it? When you're out and about, just don't leave it lying around. You've still got to be conscious about
absolutely.
The environment and just put it back into your bag.
Biodegradable is good if you're out and about and you actually leave it in nature. But most people are brought up in a way where they take
the garbage
You'd be surprised.
You see so many horrible things in nature. But hopefully...
Yeah.
I'm really fascinated. I mean, Ulrich really does everything to perfection. And his stand is immaculate. It just looks color coordinated. It's got beautiful posters, and lots of coffee here to go through. So I'm excited for you and also for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. So thanks again, Ulrich, for chatting to us.
Well, you're most welcome.
Thank you. He's a real gent, he is.